So this podcast is called Girls That Invest. It's created by Simran Kaur and Sonia Guptan to break down the basics of investing for their mostly millennial and Gen Z audience. And Simran joins me now to chat about their success and maybe offer us a few tips. Kia ora.
Hello, thank you so much for having us on.
I should have checked on that surname pronunciation, Simran. How do you say it?
Yeah, you got it right. Simran Kaur and Sonia Guptan.
Okay. Hey, nice to have you on the show. What an exciting time for you. Can you give me a bit of your background?
Yeah, of course. So Sonia and I, we're both 25 years old. We've been best friends for 20 years. And Sonia works in the finance industry. I didn't have a financial background to begin with, and just kind of got really interested in personal finance and took a couple of certificates just for my own interest. And basically what happened is we realized just how simple everything was, and we were like, wow, like there's a lot of overcomplication. There's a lot of jargon terms. Imagine if this could just be broken down to, you know, everyday talk.
Yeah, well, it's one thing to think that, but it's another to act on it. Can you remember when you actually decided to put it in podcast form?
Yeah, so we've been best friends for 20 years. You know, as best friends, you talk about everything. We spoke about, you know, our deepest secrets, everything, but we never spoke about money. And so somehow one day we were sitting together and we were just speaking. It was just in my bedroom. We were talking about how much we made, how much we'd saved, were we investing? And it was the first time that we really opened up about everything like that. And we realized how easy it was to have a conversation like that. And we were very surprised that we hadn't done that yet. And so the idea of the podcast kind of came from that, where we thought, if we speak about our money and speak about what we're doing with each other, hopefully it will encourage other people to, you know, speak about it with their friends and family.
Great. Simran, back to you in a moment. Just going to share with listeners those COVID numbers are through. 98 community cases today in New Zealand are back down below 100, which is good news, and only 66 in hospital. Bad news for the people in hospital, of course, but that's a lower number as well. 66 in hospital and 7 in ICU. We've got some new cases today. I'll just share this top line information with you and we'll get the full details later. New community cases in Northland, Auckland, Waikato, Bay of Plenty, Taranaki and Nelson, Tasman, but nothing in Lakes, Hawke's Bay, Mid-Central, Whanganui or Canterbury. So Simran, what was the biggest challenge? Was it learning the finance or learning how to put out a podcast?
In all honesty, it was, I think both were pretty easy. I think we really overcomplicate, one, the financial aspect of it, and in terms of putting together the podcast, like, we were very bootstrapped. We just bought some, you know, very stock standard equipment. We read a few articles on how to do that, distributed ourselves. You know, it's just a team of two between us. And I think the fact that what we speak about just really resonated with so many people, I think that's just what attributed to where we got today.
So can you tell us about the first time you sat down and actually recorded something? How was that?
It was very interesting. We, you know, just recorded. We wanted just to record for an hour and we spent the whole day doing it. We were so nervous. We had to re-record many times. And now that I think about it, actually, it was a lot harder back then than it is now. But it's just amazing, you know, what can happen when you just keep trying to get better every day at something.
How many episodes have you done now?
We've done 44.
Okay, that's heaps. So tell me about the journey. Like, when did you realise that you had an audience out there? How did people find you and what sort of growth did you have?
So when we started off with the podcast, we had an Instagram account, and back then it had maybe like a couple of hundred followers, and that wasn't anything crazy. And so we really just kept growing the social media side of it, growing our Instagram, you know, popping out a few little interesting bits of news and bits of pieces here and there. And when that began to grow, I think our podcast just naturally took off at the same time. Right now we have about 80,000 people that follow us on the social media side of things, so Instagram, and then about 100,000 listeners a month. So we really think, you know, it just comes from the social media.
And what sort of things do you cover? What's the format of the podcast?
So we try to break down every episode in a sort of easy to understand way where we deep dive into just different concepts about investing. You know, what even is the stock market? How do people even make money in stocks? You know, we don't talk about what to invest in or what we think, you know, the next hot topic is or next big stock is, but just really breaking down the basics, you know, so that everyone can understand it and then they can decide for themselves if it is something they're interested in.
Is there anything particularly you've done that was really popular?
We had a lot of success from an episode where we broke down the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is, you know, a classic financial book. I think not everyone has the time to sit down and read it, and, you know, just kind of getting the four main takeaways of it, I think, was a good hit.
And what about you personally? You said at the start that you didn't have a financial qualification. What has your learning curve been like? Do you think of yourself as a teacher on the podcast or as just a kind of an open-minded inquirer?
I think we're a bit of both. We can teach about what we've learned, but I think the reason why people resonate with our podcast is because we are everyday people, so to speak. You know, we're not financial advisors, and we make that clear on the podcast. We're just sharing our journeys, and I think the relatability just really hits well.
Does it make a difference being young women, do you think, to the response from the audience?
Absolutely. Like, our audience is about 96% women. We have an age range of usually people, you know, 20 to 30 years old, and I think there just hasn't been anyone else that looks like them, that sounds like them, that are talking about the stock market and investing. And so many women have been interested in it now that we've learned. I guess there just wasn't anything out there that made them feel heard, perhaps.
So what is your best advice for somebody who's in their 20s, say, and thinking about money for the first time? Perhaps they, you know, they've got their first decent job and are facing some of these choices. What do you say to people?
I think step one would definitely be just understanding basic things like your budget and understanding cash flow before we ever, you know, recommend that anyone invests. It's really good to get an idea of how much you're making, how much you're saving, and as long as you, you know, spend less than you earn and invest the difference, you know, that's a good way just to get started. And it sounds so simple, but that really is all that there is to it.
Some of the stuff can seem pretty intimidating, like if you know nothing about the share market, you know, is that part of your advice to people? I don't think, probably don't call it advice, your expertise. Do you talk to people about how to understand the share market and how to approach investing in stocks? Because that's a big topic.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, we break down what the stock market even is. We use examples of, you know, what's happened in the past. Of course, you can't use the past to determine what's going to happen in the future. But, yeah, we really try to just break down everything as if we were explaining it to a friend or a family member.
When did you realise that you had got serious success in the US podcast market? Was that fairly recently?
Yeah, so we had sort of seen ourselves make our way up the charts, but it was, you know, very slowly. We've been doing the podcast since August last year, so it's been a little bit over a year. And every week we sort of check and see how things are going, you know, where are we ranking? And one day, like, to our surprise, we just shot up straight to number one in the US, number one in Canada, New Zealand. We had to lie down. It was quite a surreal moment.
I imagine. I mean, what are some of those other podcasts in the top 10 there? I guess some pretty podcasts from some pretty big organizations.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the Dave Ramsey Show, there's Gary Vee, Tim Ferriss. There's some really, really big names out there. It's, it was a very humbling experience.
So where to from here, Sim?
So we've got a couple of projects in the line. We've got a book coming out next year, and that will be very exciting. There's not many books out there that are catered towards beginner investors, you know, people that have absolutely no idea but just want to understand the foundations. And I guess just growing our mission and making sure that if people want to learn about investing, that it is accessible for them.
Great. You enjoying it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you're practicing what you preach?
Most of the time.
I hear you bought a house.
Yeah, I bought a house in March 2021.
It's pretty exciting. You enjoying that, right?
Yeah, it's being full on, being a homeowner is definitely a huge responsibility.
Cool. Congratulations on your success and thanks for telling us all about it today.
Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
Simran Kaur, one of the co-hosts of the podcast Girls That Invest, a couple of Kiwis who have gone to the top of the US podcast charts, business podcast charts.